Welcome back, everybody. Great on six here. So we're going to continue on with what we did last week of the off-season previews for the NFL. We're going to start off with the NFC South. Let's just dive right into it. Carolina Panthers. What a really bad season they had. Cam Newton going down with the injury.
Mm-hmm. They started off great.
Yeah.
And then I think Kyle Allen kind of came back down to earth. And was like, huh, I'm playing in the NFL now and not the NCAA anymore.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's just start off right there. Honestly, they are in need of a quarterback.
Yeah, Cam Newton's no longer the same guy that he once was, and I don't think
Matt Rhule – well, to start off, brand new coaching staff.
Yep, Ron Rivera is no longer there anymore.
Which, in my eyes, was like a questionable – highly questionable firing.
Yeah, it kind of took me. I mean, it's not surprising given how bad they were this season.
But he's such a good coach. Like,
yeah.
Guys want to play for him.
It's very random.
But, yeah, I don't think Matt Rhule's college – well, I mean, we haven't seen it yet, but college scheme per se fits Cam Newton. There's been rumors ever since he, you know, was put on season-ending IR that he was done. Like, he's played his last game in Carolina. So you ship him out the door, and you have the 7th overall pick.
Yeah. Okay.
But
here's the issue.
That was not the biggest thing that's happened to them this offseason.
Yeah, because
their franchise middle linebacker, Luke Kuechly, said goodbye.
Yeah, he retired. Really, when you're looking at this team,
they need help everywhere.
They need help
except for running back.
Running back, obviously. And I say wide receiver.
Yeah, they're young. Their young guys are good. They're not number ones per se.
Not yet, at least.
But that's okay because they're speedy.
Yeah, and Curtis Samuel and DJ Moore.
So they're fairly good at that position for now.
Yeah.
They did cut Greg Olsen, so tight end would be another thing. But like we've said previously, no tight end is worth that high of a pick.
But also, speaking of cuts. Last week we mentioned a specific cut, and that cut ended up happening, that being Josh Norman got cut.
Yeah.
Which freed up a lot of money for the Washington Redskins. But
funny that these two franchises are now connected even more.
Yep.
Do you see – well, I don't. But do you see them even considering bringing him back, low vet minimum kind of deal? He's familiar with the city. The system's gone, obviously.
Maybe. I don't know. Obviously, another key point that they are losing is James Bradberry is going to be a free agent.
I don't feel like they're going to resign him.
Yeah. Because,
really, he didn't perform that well. I mean, none of their cornerbacks did.
No. But, see, here's the thing, though, with the Panthers is, like you mentioned, they have holes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, realistically, it's just –
you build around Christian McCaffrey and –
honestly, it's just you draft best player available.
And I'm going to say this right now. Okay. If he is there, which I full on assume he will, if Isaiah Simmons is at 7, you take him.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get you want a quarterback. There's a lot of quality quarterbacks in the free agency market that you could pick up.
Well, not even that, but like I feel like this quarterback class is – relatively deep,
and you're picking high again in the second round.
Yeah,
you could get Fromm or Jordan Love, depending if they fall, or Jacob Eason even.
Yeah.
So, but I think Isaiah Simmons makes too much sense for Carolina, simply because of the fact Luke Kuechly retired,
and not only to add on the fact that he's a Clemson boy.
Yeah.
So he's relatively close by too.
So why? And I'm sure he's probably been to a couple Panther games.
Yeah.
So I mean that. That to me, I don't know about you, but that just makes too much sense.
That's kind of like one of the, if he's there, that's a lock-in pick for me. I've seen that he can play outside, but I think he's a middle linebacker.
He's speedy, so I would move him to middle, play sideline to sideline. Don't rush him. Don't be a edge rusher kind of guy because you already have Brian Burns too, which that was a good pick last year, but you get Simmons to pair with Burns on that defense, you might not need to attack or, you know, push for a secondary so quickly.
Yeah, as bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I definitely think Isaiah Simmons is the go-to guy for sure.
He'd probably look good in Carolina blue too.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, outside of that, just really, I mean, obviously they got money to spend.
Yeah.
But it's,
I think you got to get rid of Cam. You got to get what you can.
Trading him for like a fourth round pick or something.
Which is really sad to say since he's a former number one overall pick. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you could even sway a team to give you a third if you can take it immediately.
Yeah.
So.
Well, then moving on to another team that really has a questionable quarterbacking.
Questions almost everywhere.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Okay, let's just get this right off the bat. Jameis Winston had LASIK eye surgery this past week. Wow.
There's a meme that I've seen that it's two pictures of Jameis Winston. One picture is him before his LASIK eye surgery and one's after. And the one before saying, oh, I have eight receivers out on the field. And then the one of now is, oh, I actually only had four receivers out on the field.
It's just like, oh, my God. My favorite thing from this was Field Yates, ESPN reporter.
Yeah.
When it's not 30-30 anymore. It's 20-20 vision. So 30-30 meaning 30 touchdowns, 30 picks.
Yeah.
Which –
For those of you that didn't know, that's the background story behind Jameis Winston.
That's averaging almost two a game, two interceptions a game.
I mean, the yards were there.
Yards were there. The touchdowns were there, but
so was the interception.
The reason those two were so high is because of the interception number.
Yeah.
I think he's like okay. Bruce Arians works differently. Bruce Arians is a great coach. Mm-hmm. This team should not have been 7-9.
Yet somehow they were.
They were. I don't think you give up on him yet.
Oh no, I don't really think so either.
He's too young. He's 25.
Yeah.
You
give I honestly think that they need to develop a running game in Tampa that could maybe allow you to not throw the ball as much.
So maybe go after one in free agency, like Melvin Gordon?
I mean that or target a running back in the draft.
Yeah. Because they're sitting, I think, about...
I'm not meaning like taking a running back in the first round either. I'm taking a running back in the second round.
Well, Cam Akers is a good second-round pick. J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah.
But I think Tampa needs that power guy, or, you know, the every down back.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so you got to...
Travis Etienne.
No, he returned.
Oh, he returned.
He returned for senior season. Honestly, you got to tag Winston because you don't give him the long-term deal.
No.
Okay? Bruce Arians is there, so he knows how to operate. So he will tell management, do not sign him to a deal long-term. Place a tag on him. Give him a prove-it thing, just like the Redskins did with Kirk Cousins. Funny how we're mentioning the Redskins so much, and they're still terrible. But honestly, I think even before you do that, you got to keep Shaq Barrett.
Mm-hmm.
This dude came out of nowhere, led the league in sacks.
Yeah.
He is a force. You got to keep him on that defense because that defense was atrocious.
I mean, that defense has Devin White on it, has Vita Vea.
Okay.
Outside of that, there's.
But the secondary?
Yeah, the secondary.
The secondary wasn't there because they ranked last in almost every
passing
category or at least bottom five in almost every.
But see, the thing is they're not picking high enough to take Okuda. He's the best corner in this draft.
He's really the only corner you want to take in the first round, realistically. Because the other two, where he's picking, like Henderson and Fulton, I don't think you take them mid-first round.
No.
They're more of like the playoff team picks.
Yeah, and they're picking kind of mid-round. Yeah.
But you got to keep Shaq Barrett.
Yeah.
I mean, 100%. And then... you also probably want to give Winston some more time.
Yep.
So you want to go for a lineman?
That's
a first-round pick. You got some quality offensive linemen that are going top. You know, you got Tristan Wirfs, Andrew Thomas. One of them should be able to fall to you.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But I don't think – I really think if they pick a quarterback in the first round, they ruin it. Yep. Because that shows Winston the door, which, I mean, by then he would have already been shown the door.
Yeah, but it's at the same point, though. Like,
you don't pick a quarterback that high up to compete with Jameis Winston. You don't tag Jameis Winston and then draft a quarterback.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Because that not only hurts Winston's confidence that, you know, yeah, it might say, okay, you want, you know, it's a prove it kind of thing, so I got to prove myself. No, like, this is a number one overall pick, a former number one overall pick. So he expects to be the man wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And if you aren't going to show him that, then you might as well just let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, but the thing is, he has weapons.
Yeah.
He has weapons, so he has no excuse. Like you said, the running game is not there.
Yeah.
But Mike, you have arguably the best receiver duo, at least last year, statistically wise.
In Mike Evans.
And Chris Godwin.
Yeah. But then not only to add on to that, but you also have O.J. Howard.
Who was used.
A great tight end.
Horribly. They did not incorporate him hardly at all. Which was kind of offensive a little bit.
I've heard that they might be thinking about trading him.
He's an athletic freak and you're going to just like say, nope, goodbye.
Don't they also have Cameron Brate?
Yeah.
A tight end too?
Do they really believe in him? No. Okay. So I think you keep Shaq Barrett, you tag Winston, and you just got to get like offensive line help.
Take a running back second round. Yeah.
Maybe find a corner later in the draft.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
But honestly, not many of them are.
Yeah, this isn't the year to draft one. So. And then moving on to the Falcons.
Ready?
I have no idea what's wrong with this team.
You ready? Like we've said before, because I remember us saying it, something similar to it, and when we were, like, last semester when we did, like, the weekend review, you know, games in review. It's at that point that if they don't win the first half of the season, like, if they're basic – because obviously New Orleans is not – well, New Orleans has questions, and we'll get to that in a few.
Yeah.
But this is a team that should be running with New Orleans head-to-head.
Yeah, for sure.
New Orleans won this division by 6 games.
Yeah.
That's not – that shouldn't happen. If they aren't above 500 before the trade deadline
– Matt Ryan's got to go.
Or Julio. You got to get what you can for one of them.
But, like, with this team – okay, so we mentioned Julio.
Arguably the best receiver in the game.
Okay. Calvin Ridley, a young wide receiver that's good.
You had Austin Hooper all these years. Devontae Freeman. You picked two offensive linemen in the first round last year. You have a former MVP quarterback.
Yep.
Your defense isn't no scrubs.
I mean, to be fair, though,
Keanu Neal did get hurt again.
Yeah, back-to-back years now he's gotten hurt.
But you have a solid middle linebacker in Deion Jones.
Yep.
You have a capable enough corner in Desmond Trufant.
Although I heard that he played awful.
Well, he did. They did. But then you also had Vic Beasley.
Who didn't they cut?
No, he's a pending free agent.
Okay.
This team, I mean, and they're letting, like you just mentioned, they're going to let Vic Beasley walk.
Yep. Grady Jarrett.
What in the world? You have talent everywhere.
Tack McKinley.
They're keeping him, so. But, like, it just angers me. Like, this team was in the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And not much has really changed. Like, their main offensive weapon stayed, except for Sanu, but they replaced Sanu with Calvin Ridley.
Tevin Coleman left.
I mean, that could have been big, but that was only this year.
Yeah. I mean, last year you can credit to Deion Jones and Keanu Neal both being out.
But you still have one of the best offenses in the league, and you should at least be keeping in games, wouldn't you say?
For sure.
I mean, but I think your offense is fine. I mean, you're not going to keep Austin Hooper.
Yeah.
Because he's going to demand a lot.
So then that means you're looking at taking a tight end day two or day three.
Or you get one on a cheaper deal.
Yeah.
Because maybe you could swoop Eric Ebron for little. But you need defense. You need to have depth at those positions because back-to-back years, major guys have gone down.
Yeah.
And you need, you might need a safety.
Which, look at Eric Berry as depth. I mean, I know he's had health
concerns. He's an Atlanta kid. That's the thing.
I know he's had health concerns in the past, but.
He's fine. He beat it. He beat cancer.
Get him.
He's fine.
I mean, Keanu Neal's gotten hurt back-to-back years now.
You gotta attack that at where it is. Defensive line to replace Vic Beasley. Corner.
Again, but we mentioned that corner's not a very high-end.
Deep, yeah. But class. Maybe the kid from Iowa, AJ.
AJ Epineza.
Yeah. Or... or Yetur Gross-Matos from Penn State. You need something.
Yeah.
So there are questions all over the board for them. So,
And it's not like they have a lot of salary cap either.
Because you have Julio and Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And that's what happens whenever you pay too much money to your main guys and you can't afford to build around them.
But the Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah. Okay. We'll get to them later.
And then the last team in this division, the New Orleans Saints. Okay.
So, obviously.
Obviously.
You need to figure out which of the three quarterbacks you are keeping.
But at the same time, you need to shut up about not getting lucky in three straight years in the playoffs.
If it's happened three straight years, you can't let it get to that point.
Yeah, seriously.
You haven't learned from it.
We have the Stephon Diggs insane catch. We have the non-pass interference catch. I forget what this past one was, but
it was Kyle Rudolph extending his arm fully.
Yeah.
But then again, I believe it was Patrick Robinson that was guarding him also pass interfered as well. So you can't complain. You have a first ballot Hall of Famer, record breaker quarterback.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees. You have a
insane offensive line
and a monumental type receiver.
Yep, and Michael Thomas. You have an amazing running back in Alvin Kamara.
You had a freak of nature in Jared Cook as a tight end. But you know what it is? Which obviously the Vikings didn't do because Michael Thomas still got his own in the game. But, and this is what I'm looking at the article right now, okay? Mm-hmm. They could afford to add a receiver opposite Michael Thomas.
They need to.
Because you can't lose anybody else, okay? Mm. What I think they need to do is you obviously keep Brees unless he decides to retire. If he decides to retire, it makes the decision that much easier. You keep the two of them. Mm. Taysom Hill needs to be that.
Don't they have their first-round pick this year, though?
Yeah.
Why don't you take a wide receiver with your first-round
pick? Justin Jefferson would be insane.
Henry Ruggs could fall.
And that adds the speed concept.
Laviska Shenault.
Yeah. You're not getting Judy or Lamb, but.
No. But one of those three guys could fall to you.
And any one of them.
Personally, my opinion of where this team lacks holes
is
that linebacking.
Oh, 100%. You have safeties.
Yep. You have corner and Marshawn Lattimore.
And, Eli Apple's.
Okay enough.
Average.
You have
an insane defensive line.
You have Cam Jordan.
Mm-hmm. Linebackers.
I got none.
I can't tell you who one of them is.
I mean, I know they traded for Dolphins.
Oh, Kiko Alonso, but he didn't play.
So
he was hurt. At 24, I believe they are. No, 20.
I think the Patriots are at 20.
23 then.
Maybe.
No. They're one of those two.
Yeah.
Receiver?
Yeah.
If one of those three is there.
Definitely.
Or linebacker? I don't know.
Or trade up. I mean, there's no way.
You're not trading into the top 10.
Yeah.
You can't trade that many assets just to get a speedy linebacker. I mean, he is good.
Yeah.
But you got guys. Like, you're going to have to jump Carolina.
Yeah.
And so
you're looking at six. Like,
you're looking at trading with, like, the Giants or
the Jets.
Or the Dolphins aren't moving.
Mm-mm.
But, like, some team like that. And are they going to say yes? No.
Probably not.
They're going to ask you for a haul.
Yeah.
And, no, you can't. So that's what they need. They're not that hard to fix. Just know which quarterback you're going with.
Get another wide receiver. Get another offensive threat.
And get a linebacker.
Get linebackers.
Yeah. Go defense heavy in the draft.
Yeah.
But you need a receiver first.
Well, don't they also have Chauncey Gardner-Johnson?
Yeah, they're safeties.
Yeah.
Well, pairing him with Marcus Williams.
Yeah.
Which Marcus Williams is apparently so good, yet he gave up that Diggs touchdown a couple years ago. So we're just going to leave it at that. All right.
And then moving on to the NFC West, the Arizona Cardinals.
Defense.
Everything.
Let
Larry Fitz go.
You know what's funny? Well, he's not because he's coming back again.
Yeah, but like
Kyler Murray somehow won the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Okay.
Over Josh Jacobs.
Over a lot of people that definitely deserved it more. Heck, I would have even picked Gardner Minshew over him.
Yeah.
So you got your quarterback, I guess. You're going to end up trading away your running back because he obviously hasn't done anything.
Yeah, which I saw something on ESPN earlier today saying David Johnson to Buccaneers for a fourth round pick. Now, this is just speculation.
There goes Tampa. There's Tampa's run game. There, yeah. Right there. Solves. Helps both teams. But you know what I'm crazy enough to be seeing? The Cardinals taking either Judy or CeeDee Lamb in the first round. Now, is it crazy? No, but they loaded up on receiver last year in the draft. And I get like.
You have Christian Kirk. You have Andy Isabella, Akeem Butler, and you have Larry Fitz.
Why do you need another receiver? You haven't even given your young guys enough time to develop.
Yeah.
You gave 1 year with a running back that's
Christian Kirk is a slot guy.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Isabella is kind of a slot
guy. Fitz doesn't drop anything.
Fitz doesn't drop anything, but I 1,000% believe that Fitz deserves a ring and he should be traded, but that's just my personal belief.
Oh, I definitely agree, but maybe that'll be for the deadline. We'll leave that for maybe.
And then Hakeem Butler is a big physical receiver.
But he's raw.
He's raw, but he's a big threat.
Yeah, and that's why they drafted him. So just to be that.
I don't understand. I mean, you have Byron Murphy, which you took last year.
Okay, but he was awful.
Yeah, but. Okay, you also have Buda Baker, and a safety.
You have Patrick Peterson, who
should be traded again.
I don't understand what they're doing. They're keeping their guys hostage so that way they can just have some hope.
Chandler Jones.
You have Chandler Jones, which still gets however many sacks a year. You might need an offensive line, just maybe, because Kyler Murray was running for his life.
You have Hassan Riddick on defense.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're not going to solve every hole, but, like, you're bottom of the division again. Now, this division was obviously the best record-wise, okay?
Yeah.
You need somebody in the secondary because, obviously, Patrick Peterson isn't getting any younger.
And neither is Fitz.
Yeah, so do something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't fix you. You drafted Kyler Murray. Like, maybe you should have drafted Nick Bosa. I don't know. Nick Bosa went to the Super Bowl. There you go. Okay, moving on.
Moving on to the LA Rams. Oh, my God. Dude, I don't know how to fix this team.
You drafted the wrong quarterback again. Another team that drafted the wrong guy.
Yeah, but Jared Goff's not that bad.
Okay. You have Todd Gurley, you have Tyler Higbee, you have Gerald Everett, you have Brandon Cooks, you have Robert Woods, and you have Cooper Kupp.
Exactly.
You have elite weapons. I mean, we say the same thing about Atlanta, but the Rams have arguably the most elite weapons in the league.
Yeah.
And you go 500.
I mean, the defense wasn't that stellar.
But you have the best player in the league on defense.
It's only one guy. I mean, you have
one guy that could take on five offensive linemen and probably still win.
Yeah, but okay, so you have Aaron Donald.
Uh-huh.
You have Jalen Ramsey.
That's where most of your money is going to.
Who else do you got? That's
Eric Weddle just retired.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler's going to free agency.
So I mean, maybe there will be
And guess what? This team doesn't have a first round pick.
Yeah.
For a while.
Jared Goff might have just had a Super Bowl slump. Maybe.
You hope. You actually probably that's what you hope is what it is. I mean, granted, the kid's only been in the league for, what, 4 years? No, 16, 17, 18. Yeah, this was his fourth year.
Yeah.
Okay? He's probably 25 or 24.
He's going to get paid.
He already did, sadly. He already got his major contract after the Super Bowl loss and then showed up. But he's got 10-plus years left.
Yeah.
L.A. is going to have him forever for a while, so.
All right, let's just move on because I don't know how to fix
it. Offensive line. I'm just going to say that right now. Whitworth isn't getting younger. He's very old. You need a left tackle. You need to protect him. And maybe tell Todd Gurley to see the door. I don't know. Okay.
Seattle.
Offensive line help, please. Russell Wilson needs an offensive line.
Get Russell Wilson an offense in general.
The guy was putting up MVP numbers, and his best offensive player was a rookie.
Yeah, I mean, you have Tyler Lockett. Okay.
He scares defenses, but you cover him up and he's nothing.
Well, we don't know what's going on with Josh Gordon.
No, he's done. The guy's done. Chris Carson.
Meh.
No defense is going to come up to you and say, we're afraid of Chris Carson.
You have DK Metcalf.
He's really the only thing that poses a threat to teams because he's tall and he can go, but he can't run routes.
Honestly, I think this team needs everything. But at the same time.
But they're winning. Yeah. Like, that's what hurts teams like this is, like, they win because you have a spectacular quarterback.
Yeah.
Defense-wise, I don't think you need to attack anything. Maybe safety.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, Cam Chancellor and Earl Thomas and, well, the Legion of Boom is gone.
Well, I mean, it's been gone, but.
Bobby Wagner is still Bobby Wagner.
Yeah. But speaking of Legion of Boom,
yeah,
we're just going to move on to the 49ers.
Okay.
So, Super Bowl loss. Okay.
This is where it gets hard.
Wide receiver, potentially. Even though Deebo Samuel was great.
You still need a tall dude. You need a red zone threat. I mean, you have Kittle.
But
could you imagine getting a red zone threat with Kittle?
Could you imagine a two tight end set?
Or just go after A.J. Green.
Yeah.
Whew. If the Bengals let him go.
Which I think they will. And then defense-wise, just improve your secondary.
Tag Buckner because he's a free agent.
Also, it's Armstead.
Or no, it's Armstead. It's not Buckner.
Yeah, Eric Armstead's a...
You need to tag him. I mean, you need to give him money, whatever. You need to keep that core four together.
Yeah. Your linebacking core's
phenomenal.
Secondary's...
It could probably give Sherman a better partner in crime.
Safety's a little improvement.
Safety could definitely use.
Not much.
Grant Delpit could fall. Yeah. If he falls to 31, scary. But anyway, otherwise, maybe get a cheap offensive lineman for agency. Guard, preferably.
Yeah, just kind of go about your business. Do your own thing.
You're fine. You're probably going to make it in the playoffs again.
For sure.
But, hell, you know, give some.
All right, so that's enough of NFL content. We're going to move on to the NHL.
Okay.
So next week is the NHL trade deadline.
And
next Monday.
Since, well, that's actually nice. What time is it next Monday?
I think it's over at 4.
So maybe we'll be getting updates throughout the show next week.
For sure. We'll be getting updates throughout the show next week.
So that we'll make that a special next week where we'll be looking at that.
That'll be insane.
So, but obviously since our last show, we've had a couple trades already.
A few big ones. Well, I mean, not really.
Not big names, but like the day, like just a few hours after our show ended last week.
Yep. Jason Zucker got traded to the Pittsburgh Penguins in exchange for Alex Galchenyuk.
Kalen Addison and a first-round pick.
Another trade, Andy Green was sent to the New York Islanders in exchange for a second-round pick in David Quenneville. And then the Devils were also making moves yesterday, trading Blake Coleman to the Tampa Bay Lightning in exchange for a first-round pick, which is going to be Vancouver's first-round pick, and Nolan Foote, which was a pick 29th in this past year's draft.
So you're just...
I'm absolutely baffled by how much the Devils fleeced both those teams. I'm sorry.
Considering how bad they are.
I'm sorry, but there's not a world that I live in that Andy Green is worth a second round pick. Maybe 5 years ago he was, but sure is not now. Yeah, okay, he shot blocks. That's the only thing that that man does.
In his picture, I'm pretty sure he had a couple gray hairs on that chin.
Oh, for sure. I'm looking at his picture right now, and he's got a full-on gray beard. He's half bald. He's an old dude. He's slow. He's not worth a second-round pick. The thing that gets me the most is that you traded. You got a first-round pick and a top prospect for Blake Coleman. Now, Blake Coleman's having a good year. Don't get me wrong. But I'm sorry. Blake Coleman? Okay. This man, 28 years old. He has 21 points. Well, 21 goals and 31 points in 57 games.
The goals are decent.
The goals are good.
Mm-hmm. Assists aren't.
Career points? He has 94 points in 237 games.
Holy crap.
Okay. Now, let's add in the fact that he's 28 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't even have 250 games in. Now, don't get me wrong. He's a good player. He's a bottom six guy. He was playing top 6 minutes in New Jersey.
Because it's New Jersey.
Because it's New Jersey and how bad they are.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, he's a good penalty killer. That's about it.
Okay.
He's not worth a first and a good prospect.
Mm-hmm.
Yet somehow you were able to get that. Which, heck, congrats to New Jersey. Because mm-hmm. you're actually rebuilding, and I think you're rebuilding in a great way. Because now you have 3 first-round picks this year. You have your own, which is going to be
high. Which is going to be really high.
You have Arizona's. Now you have Vancouver's.
I mean, Vancouver's isn't going to be.
I mean, Vancouver's could. I mean, now there is protection with Vancouver's, and I think there's actually protection with Arizona's as well. I know when the JT Miller trade this past summer that sent JT Miller to the Canucks, that first-round pick was, if the Canucks are picking top 10, they have the option to make that a 2021 pick instead of a 2020 pick.
Mm-hmm.
So if that's the case, then Vancouver, then it would just be that Devils will get Vancouver's 2021 pick.
So they're getting a pick from them regardless of this year, next year, whatever.
But see, here's the thing, though. The Devils aren't done making moves.
No.
Wayne Simmons will most likely be traded.
Subban.
I don't think you can trade Subban's contract. Kyle Palmieri, I've heard a lot of trade rumors about. And then I've heard trade rumors for Miles Wood, Pavel Zacha, Damon Severson. Like, Sammy Vatanen. But see, here's the thing, though. Is, okay, yeah. Let's say they start trading a lot of these guys off.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to bring in bad salaries to even hit the floor.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to want to... I mean, obviously, when you do that, you want, like,
all right.
Expiring contracts.
I got something for
okay.
you. Okay. I've heard that this helps both teams out really great.
Okay.
So... Vancouver, right? Okay.
They're having a decent year.
Having a good year. They're looking at Wayne Simmons.
Mm-hmm.
They have a really bad contract on their books. And Louis Erickson, who makes $6 million a year. Doesn't very play that much. They also have a good guy that was picked pretty high up there. Hasn't really panned out that much.
Okay.
Ole Ulevi. Package of Ole Ulevi, Louis Erickson, and probably a pick for Wayne Simmons.
Who says no?
Who says no in that deal? New Jersey gets a pick, mm-hmm. a young prospect that hasn't panned out yet. They add a $1 million extra in salary to keep with the floor. Vancouver, you're unloading that awful contract
mm-hmm.
because you're going to have to pay Brock Besser. I think they actually signed Brock Besser. You're going to have to pay Elias Pettersson and Quinn Hughes eventually in the future, which is going to be expensive.
Yeah.
And then you get Wayne Simmons for a potential playoff run.
Who loses? No one.
That's realistic. And you would get Michael Ferland back. from injury. Oof. That would be a great trade for both teams, realistically.
No, I don't believe. Well, I mean, Vancouver's probably going to have to add just more than him if they want to make a deep playoff run.
Yeah, I mean, sure, for sure.
But they're also young, so.
Yeah.
So how about this one? All right, well, actually, before I give you a little bit of these rumors here, it's been a week. How do you believe Zucker fits in with Pittsburgh?
So I was actually – I was at, like I mentioned, I was at that Tampa Bay game and Pittsburgh game.
His debut.
His debut. It was very sad. My boy Steven Stamkos did not play. But I was rewarded with seeing Mike Ruzioni. For those of you who don't know, Mike Ruzioni was the captain of the 1980 U.S. men's Olympic team that beat the Soviet Union in gold, for gold. Well, that game wasn't for gold, but that game was to lead up to the gold medal. So, obviously, okay, that trade happened Monday. I think it was around 8 o'clock because I was in my night class when that trade went down. And really, it was his first game. Obviously, I'm not expecting jet lag, obviously. He had chances, but it wasn't not – okay, Jason Zucker's not a wow type of player to begin with. But, like, I don't know. He was really bad in this first game. Since then, I mean, he's been okay.
Two goals against Montreal.
Yeah.
And obviously yesterday against Detroit.
I mean, you're playing Detroit.
Yeah.
I don't know if he had any points against Detroit.
Everybody else was scoring, that's why.
Yeah. But so far, I think it's a solid fit. I mean, he's playing on a line with Crosby, and, like, it's really not hard to play with Crosby at all.
If you do worse than what you were doing in Minnesota with Crosby, then.
Yeah. Before we get into those trade rumors, I would like to give a little bit of a shout-out to a former first-round pick who has just got his first NHL goal yesterday.
Okay.
Or Saturday. I don't remember which day it was. Nick Merkley on the New Jersey Devils. He was traded. He was part of the Taylor Hall trade. But, yeah. All right. I'm ready for these rumors now.
All right. So, this one's weird. So, remember, you know, a few weeks ago you hated on a certain team. You said that they should blow it up. And then since then.
Are we talking about the Sharks?
Yeah. Two season-ending injuries in the past 2 weeks.
Also, want to, before we get into anything, Jay Bouwmeester.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hope you have a speedy recovery and then you're able to come back. That was absolutely terrifying. I wish all the best for you and your family.
Especially because it said it was a heart, dealt with the heart. So it wasn't just he passed out from exhaustion. Yeah. It was
something with the heart.
Yeah.
From personal experience, just I wish all the best for you and your family.
Don't push it to come back. Yeah. Take your time.
If you can't come back, then so be it. Yeah. You can do something in front office.
Heck yeah.
But along with that, Erik Karlsson's out for the year with a thumb injury. Tomas Hertl's out with torn ACL, I think. Maybe.
Everything. It looked like that knee got destroyed.
And then I also heard a rumor on Sunday that Brian Little, not on Sunday, on some other day, I think Saturday. Brian Little is out for the remainder of the year with an ear injury. Yeah, that was the first of me hearing an ear injury.
But
yeah, okay.
How about them trading both of their old guys?
Joe Thornton, Patrick Marleau.
To Tampa.
I don't think Tampa makes that move now.
No?
Now that they have Blake Coleman, I don't think they make that move.
Yeah, this was posted yesterday. And then we got, where is it?
I mean, I definitely think the Sharks should move both of those players.
Maybe not to Tampa.
But not to Tampa.
There's a possible rumor that this was posted Saturday about Chris Kreider heading to Colorado in a deal that centers around Kadri. Well, no, he's injured, so that's the reason why.
Boy, I don't even know what they would give up. I mean, you're packaging a first. You're packaging a decent prospect. God, Kreider. I don't know. I see Kreider in a Boston uniform. Somehow, someway, he speaks Boston to me.
Hopefully he doesn't have a Boston accent. and then last one I got here, What is the availability on Matt Dumba?
Honestly, I'd say pretty high. Realistically, I don't think there's a single player on the Minnesota Wild
that should be
safe. I mean, the only two players that I can think of that would be safe is simply Zach Parise and Ryan Suter, just because their contracts are terrible. Outside of that, every player would be available for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. Maybe not like some young guys like Luke Kunin or Jordan Greenway or Joel Eriksson Ek, but Ryan Donato should go. Trade off Eric Staal, Mikko Koivu. Minnesota is so confusing because for the longest time ever, they were always good enough to make the playoffs. There was no doubt about that, but they didn't have any star players to go far in the playoffs. They're always a first-round exit every year, maybe once.
And that's not fun for fans because, yeah, you make the playoffs, okay? Mm-hmm. What are you doing after that?
But only that, okay? You make the playoffs, so now you're picking 16 to 23-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Still not great. If I'm Minnesota, I'm committing to a full rebuild.
Okay.
I've been asking for them to do this for a long time now. And it looks like they finally have a guy that's committed to it. See, my issue is, okay, Kevin Fiala was open for trade rumors not too long ago. He has been on fire as of late. He is like 20 points in the last 20 games. I don't know if that's exactly, but
it's around there.
He's been so good right now. I would let Alex Galchenyuk play top line minutes. I would just play young guns and just, if you make the playoffs, and you make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But just trade off your older assets for younger people. I would look at trading Matt Zuccarello, Koivu, Victor S., Eric Staal. Basically,
anybody.
Anybody and everybody, really.
Yeah.
Jared Spurgeon, Jonas Brodin. I don't know. They're a confusing team.
It sounds like it.
I was kind of looking at the standings earlier today, and I'll look at them right now. But some teams that I'm willing to say are officially out of the playoff race, I would say from Buffalo down to Detroit in the East. So that includes Buffalo Sabres, Montreal Canadiens, New Jersey Devils, Ottawa Senators, and Detroit Red Wings. Buffalo?
I mean, are you willing to say that? Because, I mean, Buffalo and Montreal are only, well.
Yeah, but.
Hold on.
They, like, other teams have games in hand on those two.
Yeah. Well, especially Montreal.
Yeah.
They've played 61 games.
Yeah. And they are currently 9 points out.
Yeah. So, it's pretty scary.
So, we're just going to, I'm going to kind of go through Buffalo. Jeff Skinner has been a major disappointment. Huge disappointment. I mean, yeah, he's gotten injured, but he's only missed like 10 games or whatever. He only has 20 points on the year. I think you should look at trading either Rasmus Ristolainen or Brandon Montour. I'm more leaning towards them trading Rasmus Ristolainen. They have no goaltender in Buffalo. For Montreal, I've heard rumors of Max Domi being available. I've heard rumors of Thomas Tatar being available. Ilya Kovalchuk I would sell off, even though he's doing really well.
Yeah.
Okay, so a little bit of a tidbit here. Montreal, Shea Weber, was pronounced that he was going to be out 4 to 6 weeks last week.
Okay.
He might be playing tomorrow night.
Okay. So somebody messed up. All right. Who was it?
Yeah. I'm pulling up the article right here. But yeah. because he was diagnosed with a sprained ankle on Wednesday, and he was supposed to be out 4 to 6 weeks. Now, as a person that has dealt with sprained ankles, it hurts. It hurts, but, I mean, the timeline is wide variety. But, man, just a few days now?
That's a little – that might be pushing it to an extent.
That might be – I mean, okay.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, we've already talked about New Jersey. I mean, Ottawa sell-off, Detroit sell-off.
Did you – have you seen Detroit's goal differential?
Yeah, it's 106. Minus 106. That's bad. That's really bad.
That's funny to an extent.
Well, the next worst is minus 44.
It's more than double.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's... yikes. That's more than double and a half.
Yeah. And then for the Western Conference, I'd honestly say from Minnesota down to LA, sell off.
So Minnesota, Chicago, San Jose,
Anaheim,
and LA.
Yeah.
Well, who's LA going to give up?
Tyler Toffoli, Trevor Lewis.
Who's Anaheim?
Honestly, I'd look at moving Ryan Getzlaf.
Really?
Or Ricard Raquel, Andre Cache, Hampus Lindholm, Cam Fowler. No, there's no way John Gibson's being traded.
What if he is, though?
If he is, I'm going to be applying for the GM role of the Anaheim Ducks.
Because he's getting fired right away. Yeah. San Jose, we've already talked about. Chicago, Saad.
Duncan Keith, yeah. Brent Seabrook. I've heard rumors of a Duncan Keith trade, but I've heard that he's unwilling to...
Does he have a no-trade clause?
Yeah, he has a no-trade
clause. So he doesn't want to move it?
Yeah.
Unless it's obviously for, you know, a good team. No Kane and Taze?
No.
We're not going total blockbuster here.
No.
Minnesota we just talked about.
Yeah.
What about – I mean, Winnipeg and Nashville are kind of hanging on.
Nashville
turned it around.
Nashville had two really big wins this weekend, and both against the St. Louis Blues, which was huge for them.
Yeah. They've picked it up as of late. Dallas, I mean, Dallas started off tail. Terrible. I mean, they were dead in the water.
Bottom of the standings.
And now they're tied for first.
All right, so if the season ended today.
Uh-huh.
We would have first-round matchups of St. Louis and Arizona, okay. Dallas, Colorado, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, and Vegas. I kind of wanted to say the same, but I'd be okay.
You're okay with those, what, eight, and you would say just maybe move them around?
No.
Which one the most would you want to stay?
Well, I mean, I'm very happy of a first-round matchup of Edmonton, Calgary.
Because a big team would be eliminated right away.
Well, not that, but just the rivalry that's between those two teams.
Yeah, especially, well.
With Zach Cassian.
Well, if it ended now, he wouldn't be playing.
Yeah, Zach Cassian's a moron. I mean, he could kick my butt any day of the week if he really wanted to, if he ever heard this. But straight up, he's a moron for kicking a player.
With his skate.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, it doesn't. Okay, and then. So. The NHL, right,
uh-huh.
Suspends Zach Cassian for 7 games for kicking a player. Zdeno Chara, 6'9". Brendan Gallagher, I think he's 5'9". Maybe 5'8". Maybe 5'10". One of those. Zdeno Chara decides to cross-check Brendan Gallagher in the throat. Gets a fine of $5,000. Claude Julien complains about officiating or says something about officiating.
$50,000.
Gets fined $10,000.
Oh,
$10,000. I guess it's okay to cross-check players in the neck.
That you're a foot taller then.
I guess so. Thanks, player safety. You guys are doing a great job.
But when you're just kicking somebody, it's, oh, okay. Kicking them in something that's heavily padded.
I mean, kicking somebody, yeah. I mean, that was a kind of a scary thing because
it's not something that happens in a game.
Yeah, and it never should happen in a game. I mean, I'm perfectly cool with that suspension, but a coach complaining about officiating
gets fined more than a dude cross-checking a guy in the neck.
Kind of questionable there, NHL.
Okay.
But yeah, so that one wraps this one up. Like we mentioned, next week probably just going to be about all NHL content.
Hopefully there's a lot. Well, let's see. Because next week, because then we're missing the following week because of spring break.
Yep.
So when we look at it, so next week's the 24th, so that'll be that. Then we're missing the 2nd because of spring break.
Mm-hmm.
We have the 9th, 16th, which we can do those two other episodes of the football divisions.
And then we'll go into the draft.
Yeah, which is still another month away. So
yep.
Honestly, we'll be good for that.
So we'll see you guys next week.